My name is Shabana Azmi. I am an actor and a member of parliament in India. My mother is a theatre actor and my father is a poet and a lyricist. And as a child, those were the influences I grew up in, because I used to travel with my mother quite a lot with her theatre performances, and I used to go up on stage with her in group sequences, and I remember going to sleep with the smell of grease paint in my nostrils. I came from a family where it was believed that art should be used as an instrument for social change, so I think my becoming an actor was sort of written in my fate. It was a very fortunate time, because the Film and Television Institute, from which I graduated with a gold medal, was at that time being regarded very highly. And in fact, I graduated on the 28th of April, and on the 1st of May, I was actually shooting my first film. So it was quite amazing. I always say that my career is about being at the right time in the right place, because it was also the period when parallel cinema, which means the more offbeat, serious cinema rather than the mainstream cinema, which is what most of Indian cinema is about, started making a head start with the very first film I did, called Ankur, which means the seedling, and it went on to win a lot of international acclaim. And after that, the movement got strengthened, and so I was suddenly in the fortunate position of getting a lot of roles, women-centered roles, which were different from what was offered in the mainstream cinema. I figured quite early that if I had to have weight behind me, it was important that I also became what is called commercially saleable. And the only way that could happen is if I became a star, in inverted commas, which could only happen if I did mainstream cinema. And the logic of that argument was that if I did manage to get enough of a fan following or enough distributors willing to back me, then they would also back another film, which is a much smaller film, where they would be afraid to tread. I must say that I bumbled my way through a lot of films in the beginning without caring very deeply about the message the film was sending. I was so happy at the opportunity of getting roles which were the center of the film, because otherwise it is a male-dominated industry and the stories revolve around men. I was so happy to be the protagonist that I didn't realize that in some of the films that I was doing, the message that I was giving was retrograde almost. And having realized that, I started changing that. There was a film that I did, which is about a woman who's ditched by her husband, and she's completely shattered. And then she tries to hold her life together again. And at the end of which, the husband comes back and says, "I'm sorry, and please take me back." And she asks him the simple question of, "If I had done this, then if I'd wanted to come back, would you have taken me?" And he's honest enough to say no. And so she says no and walks into the sunset alone. Now, at that time, this was like about 15 years ago, maybe, in India, everybody said that it was a very strong, very beautiful film, but the end had to be changed, because no distributor would touch a film in which an Indian woman would say no, would have the courage to say no to her husband after he's been repentant. And of course, we dug our heels in and said, that's why we've made the film. But what happened with that film was, suddenly, willy-nilly, I became a role model for women. I had women walking in droves into my house expecting me to solve all their marital problems, and I realized that I have something very serious here, and I can't say that I'll treat my art like a 9-to-6 job and then forget about what the characters are all about or the issues that have been raised in the film. And in fact, when I started doing more and more films which were talking about social justice and picking up relevant issues, you realize that as a sensitive actor, it starts having a residue of that gets left behind with you.